Welcome, welcome, welcome. It wasn't really a break though, was it?
Nah, about 2 weeks maybe.
Was it 2 weeks?
Yeah.
No, because one come out...
It's 2 weeks, brother.
5 days ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see?
Yeah, so this it's not coming out this Thursday.
The next Thursday. Yeah. So it is 2 weeks. No, it's not 2 weeks. It's a week. See? So really and truly, ladies and gentlemen, I feel like the moral of the story is...
It's 2 weeks.
Why? Because it comes out next Thursday. We had one come out last Thursday.
We didn't have one come out this Thursday.
Yeah, we did.
No. We didn't.
Oh. Anyway, the moral of the story is that we can't get away from this podcast. We love it. And during the break that we did have from not filming a podcast, what did you actually get up to? Was you still working?
Not much, generally. Oh. Not much. Yeah. I'll be honest, I haven't taken a long, long break. I haven't taken a break I was happy with. So best believe I'm going to have one of these tantrums very soon and I'll be off again.
What's a break that you'd be happy with?
How 3 months.
Yeah, it's a good
no
break.
Content. Gonna go deactive on socials. Just chill out for a bit and live life.
Yeah.
Touch grass.
Yeah.
You know what
Put
I mean?
Put your toes in some sand. Hot country. Sun on your back.
There you go.
Never a cocktail. Waters with you know iced or.
Yeah.
Straw?
Nah, don't suck stuff. You know it, bruv.
Well, anyway, with that being said, welcome back to the Chunks and Philly Show. But before we get into it, I just want to say that today's sponsor of the show is Mogu Mogu. Mogu Mogu is a fruit-flavored soft drink that has nata de coco in it, and it comes in 17 different flavors.
Okay, so you can't just say nata de coco and skim past that. What does that mean?
I can't lie. Before this, I didn't know, but I'd then done my little research, and I can confirm it's the chunks in the drink.
Me? Oh.
So it's in the drink.
So, well, it's made of coconut, right? It's not gelatine. It's vegan. It's actually halal too.
Yes.
So a lot of people probably be confused, like, what are you guys drinking? Yes, it is halal. So for my peoples, you know what? Yeah.
You guys.
So,
what does it smell like?
It smells like the actual fruit.
Right. You'd hope that would be the case.
Hope, but a lot of people don't do that.
No, this is watermelon in a bottle.
That's right? Great.
Do you want to taste test? What you got? Watermelon?
Yeah.
I've got guava, yeah? Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Good for the audio.
It's chewing it. For the audio listeners, they're probably confused. We're just chewing on the coco de nata.
In other words, the chunks.
Yeah.
And I like that on a board it says, gotta chew. I don't know why I read it like that.
Yeah.
But how would you read it in little like?
Yeah, well, it says gotta, so you have to kind of read it.
Yeah, gotta chew.
But it's gotta chew.
Yeah.
It tastes exactly what it's basically saying it is. You know, guava, I think it's fun, because you can kind of chew, have fun. It's a different kind of drink, I think. Like, it's not like everything else. You can't really find something like this, you know?
It's a good drink.
Yeah, I'm not going to do something and promote it if you guys wouldn't enjoy it, you know? So I can say I wholeheartedly enjoy this one. Yeah. A lot of people, some of my friends have this in the house.
Oh, is it? Yeah,
one of my friends, he says his favorite flavor is the guava, and I hear it because I'm drinking it and I do enjoy it.
Well, I've got a confession to make. I actually drank one before we recorded this, and my favorite is probably either
mango
or passion fruit.
Yeah, I remember you said.
Yeah.
I had lychee and guava.
No, lychee is a good fruit.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good... What is your favorite fruit?
Favorite fruit of all time is pineapple.
Well, if you want to try Mogu Mogu today, which I highly recommend you do, then you can use the code CHUNKSANDPHILLY15 for 15% off your next order.
Yes. Make sure you check the link in the description. Sorry, my mouth's full. I've got the little...
Chunks.
The chunks in there. Make sure you check the link in the description to get 15% off your first order. So...
Did you actually miss the pod?
Did I miss the pod?
I did.
Really?
But it was also nice to have the days that I was meant to do the pod off. So like how my mum and Lara work, they book way in advance. So even for next month, there's already dates for the pod. Mm. So certain dates already had, I'm doing a pod today. And then my mum would tell me the night before, nah, you're good. You ain't got to do nothing tomorrow. And I was like, yes.
Shantia, what do you think about that episode?
Yeah, good.
Liked it?
Yeah, good. Especially all the boys that was asking me, oh my God, is she buff in real life? And I was like, yeah, she really looks like exactly what she looks like on camera. She's beautiful.
I was dying because my friends were saying, I saw Philly Joe move there a couple of times and he just thought...
She weren't having none of it. Yeah. She thought, who's this dusty you on this pod that I don't know? Don't know no chunks, no Philly. But
genuinely.
I'm telling you now, she don't have a clue who the man was.
Of course you don't.
Yeah.
Don't matter though.
Yeah, I'm not saying it does.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, obviously, You try, what I loved about it, you tried twice, realised what going on, you said like,
yeah, allow it.
Yeah, you have to.
Don't you think it's sick though, also, yeah, that, so, ooh, out of all the guests we've had, who have we actually reached out to? Just them Huncher, right?
Hunch.
H. Darkus and Harry don't count, and H don't count either, because it's actively known to the public that they're our friends.
Yeah.
So I think just Huncher.
I think Huncher's team probably reached out. Right?
I think
no,
so,
he
yeah.
Reached out to
yeah, because he had a mixtape.
Yeah. Huncher's team reached out.
But wait, did we?
Wow, we're in our Kai Sanat bag. You know how like all them celebs reach out to Kai?
Yeah.
Well, their labels reach out to them through Kai. And it's, yeah, we're in the same space now. Like, we didn't reach out to Shensia. What, you think the man on my DM in Shensia? Which I would.
We've got some good followers.
Yeah, we do, man. It's going really
I saw
well.
Tom Holland follows us.
That's why.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
I swear to God, bro.
What?
Spider-Man. Follows us on Instagram.
Yeah.
So Tom Holland, if you are watching this now, brother, then you know what to do.
Yeah.
Give us a call and we'll be on the ball.
Yeah. Do you know what we're going to do? Should we just DM Tom now?
Yeah, you know what, buddy.
DM him off the bat.
DM Tom, man.
Laura, have you dropped him a DM?
Because I got the account.
You best believe the second that Laura saw Tom Holland was in the DMs, she was literally like, we should DM him and get him on now.
Yeah, oh, it's true. DM saying, hey, Tom, let us know if you're ever about and want to jump on the pod.
No, we should have done a voice note.
Do a voice note.
You can tell that was a Laura DM.
But also brackets at the end, it says, please sign something for me. Brackets, Laura. Yeah. Brackets,
I'm going to say Spider-Man.
No, I'm not going to say that.
No,
I'm running that.
All right, cool. Yo, Peter Parker.
I Spidey.
What are you doing? He's never coming.
Spidey. Psst, 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 psst.
Okay, never mind. We'll come back to the DM with Tom Holland soon. But we'll let you know how that comes. I was going to say Peter Parker. You can't call a man Peter Parker. He's a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But since we've done the last pod, there's been some beef going around. Drake, Kendrick.
Oh, I'm not
keeping
up with
that. You've got Flippin. Who else is in there? You've got Rick Ross. You've got...
J. Cole.
I even see you've Quavo beef.
Quavo and Chris Brown. Yeah. What is your stance
Kendrick,
on this beef?
Kendrick, even Kanye got involved.
Yeah.
What's your stance on this beef? On this beef?
I heard a bit of Kendrick's and I heard a bit of Drake's and I'm not interested.
Right.
What I realized from listening to those clashes, I like it though. It's good for like the music scene in general.
Yes.
But what I've realized from those clashes, we call it clashes for our American viewers watching, is that the UK are definitely better at doing it.
You think?
100 million%. I don't know, it's because I'm more infused and relatable to the culture here, but I just feel like that time when like Stormzy and Wiley were going for each other and with Chips and Bugsy were going for each other, it was just better.
Shall I tell you why? I think it's because it's more relatable. You know, for example, when Drake goes for a Kendrick and Kendrick goes for a Drake or whatever it is, they're using terms and talk about things that we don't know because we're not immersed in their rap culture. Whereas I feel like being an American citizen, you kind of understand what they're talking about and what they're rapping about and what they're cussing each other for. You know what I'm trying to say? Because you talk about stuff, I'm like, when did this happen? I'd be like, oh, if you actually do some background research, you realize that he was talking about this and that happened. And I'm like, oh, so when I watch TikToks, I listen to the diss tracks. I'm like, yeah, they're decent. I watch a TikTok breaking it down and I'm like, oh, that was so good. You know what I mean? I only realized after. Whereas I feel like with the UK, for example, if someone was listening to the UK,
they hear Chip
talking about someone's mum, they're going to be like, wait, who are you talking about? You know what I'm trying to say?
And you feel like we go more personal though?
Potentially. But then also Kendrick mentioned Drake's youth.
Whoa, yeah, so he crossed the line.
You should look after your son. So that was crazy.
Whoa, he definitely does.
Yeah, and even tried to mimic your son's voice and stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah, bro.
I need to hear it. I only heard the Drake
saying that,
going at Rosie.
Saying that Drake's not even black. He shouldn't use the word N-word. He shouldn't...
What is he then?
That's what I'm trying to say. I don't get it.
Is his dad not black?
I think he was trying to say he doesn't represent that culture.
Yeah. And
bro, Mexican use the N-word and they're not black.
So, but there you go. I'm trying to say that it's very personal. It is very personal, I think.
Okay, fair enough.
But is that not the point though? You go for like the weakest
Of course
part?
You're meant to diss this, but then obviously it's kind of like, because shall I tell you who went the most crazy?
Mm.
Chris Brown and Quavo.
What was he saying?
Chris saying to Quavo that it should have been him that died and not Offset.
He wouldn't say that.
Wallah, he said it. How about that?
Wow. Do you know what it is? You know when I say that, I know he probably did say that.
Yeah, bro. So it's like, what's the diss culture like? I don't know, man. I don't know if I just...
What's the limits? If
I don't love this
hypothetically,
culture.
Me and you are clashing each other. What wouldn't you say clashing me?
It depends though, because if I don't like you as a person, there's no limits. I don't care about you. You know what I mean?
And okay, so then it's not a wall really,
It's not crazy. Obviously, like... you know what it is, this culture, I get it, I understand it. It's just that I'm not really, really bothered by it. I'd rather
I'm not fast.
And like, I remember Kendrick even saying that Drake doesn't have a classic. What are you talking about? Of course he does. He's got so many classics.
Yeah,
Take Care, classics. Nothing Was the Same. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just kind of like, you're waffling in a
Sometimes
little bit.
You're just saying stuff for the sake of it.
Yeah. But I suppose my favorite line from the whole diss is Drake telling Metro to shut his mouth up and make some drums. That's funny. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean anything. It's just funny. And I think for me, I'd rather laugh in a diss track than go, oh, you know what I mean? I'd rather go, start laughing. So I prefer maybe Drake's side of the thing. So
no,
far.
That Stormzy Wiley era of clashing was sick though.
So let us know in the comments what you think, even if you're not from the UK or you are from the UK, from America. UK disc culture or American disc culture, what's better? Let us know in the comments if you are watching us on YouTube. If you're audio listening, then just shout it out loud and hopefully me and Philly can hear.
Someone on the tube right now going, Drake! Do you think there's like also the fact it was a bit unnecessary? Like you look at it all and you're just like, who cares, man? Like you're both rich. You both, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, well, it's obviously stemmed from somewhere else. You know what I mean? They have their own relationships and we don't know the actual extent of their quote unquote beef. You know what I mean? So we don't know what they're actually getting.
I think to them it does matter as well. I feel like the majority of men that I know in my life or I've met have a lot of pride. Mm-hmm. And if not a lot of it, they have some level of it. So I think they do care. You know what I mean? If they don't come back, maybe in their head, if they don't come back strong, then they've got one over, innit? Because when you've got all of that in your life, like what else can you hang on to apart from your pride? Like they've completed life to a certain extent. Obviously, we know God, the most important thing, but materialistically, they've completed it. They've clocked it.
Yeah, but then also they're cussing each other about each other's houses. So you see like Drake and Rick Ross stories, they're laughing at how small each other's houses are. It's like,
no,
bro, I would want 5% of that house and I'll be living that. You know what I mean? So
you used to do that to me though. Huh? You used to laugh at my wagon.
Because you used to violate me. I would never violate you first without you violating me. It's a fact.
I like that banter though.
Yeah, of course, it's funny.
That banter is funny.
Yeah.
That's different.
I've been at shoots with Harry Panera. I'm sure you've witnessed it.
Yeah. You don't violate
and
him.
Rather than Harry asking for his bag, he'll be like, all right, pass my 1,500 Louis Vuitton bag. It's hilarious. I'm here for that banter. I'm here for it.
But we're going to move on and say, Lawrence sacked. What the hell does that mean?
I was just worried. I thought, you know, when you were, sometimes it's hard to work out whether people are just being nice and letting you go. I thought when you said, oh, let's take a little break on the pod, I expected a text about a week later from one of the behind the scenes team to go, this has been great. We think it's a really nice venture.
Oh, wait, you...
But I went back to my wife. I went, I think we're done.
You thought I think bullshit. I was trying to dust you off in a nice way.
I went back, I think I'm going to let go. So they're gonna
bullshit.
Let me go. No.
Why the hell would I do that?
I think Chunks will get rid of me before he gets rid of you.
Yeah, we do have a vibe. I don't know what it is. But... But I was sat there with my wife. I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to have to, I don't know what we're going to do.
Are you crazy?
How am I going to light the candles tonight?
Yeah.
No. I genuinely just wanted to take a break just for the sake of taking a break.
It's just hard
like,
to tell.
Bro, you have to understand, like, I started this when I was 19, innit? Obviously, Philly even younger.
18.
Like, I think I've outgrown, like, what the kind of content I was doing at 19, 18 sure. years old. I'm 28 now, you know what I'm trying to say? So it's like, you kind of outgrow what you're doing, what type of videos you're doing. I feel like it's more of a persona. Well, I feel like the podcast is where I can kind of be myself, like genuinely. Whereas I feel like if I'm like in a Beta Squad video, my own channel.
It's high energy.
It's high energy. It's like, it's a persona almost. You know what I mean? Almost a facade. So it's like, for me, I'd rather just be myself and not have to put on this mask. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, well said.
So maybe that's probably what kind of drained me out because I didn't see it as... See, you're childish. I didn't, you know what I mean? So I saw it as like, I'm actually getting tired because before, when I was 22, 23, I loved doing it.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of like, ugh.
No, you know what I mean? I do love doing it. I actually do. I really,
doing
really,
what?
My job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, right. I love doing
Talk about
it.
That.
But it is true. Like, it is a bit annoying that you always have to give them that version of yourself that they love.
I just want to be chilled, I mean.
Yeah. You know and the mean? Time that I have been like a chilled version of Philly, the comments would be like, what's wrong? Nothing's wrong, brother. I'm just not on votes today.
Yeah.
There's whole articles written about it.
What do you mean articles?
There's been articles online. I don't want to mention the newspaper because I don't really like them, but there have been.
It's the. I already know if you're saying that.
Sure, I got to beat.
Yeah, bunch of bastards.
The headline reads. I like them. Can I read you the headline?
Go on, read the headline.
Friends or feud?
Look at that.
This is the end, says worried chunks and say worried chunks and Philly fans. A star makes heartbreaking confession on podcast.
Who's the star?
You'll find out. The online sensations have amassed millions of followers together, leaving fans wondering if their friendship will end as a result of fame. Wow.
They're talking about us then, yeah?
Yeah, you too.
A newspaper article managed to write that shit.
Let me hear it first. It might not be shit. Yeah, they might be saying, we love how Philly's got a good heart and good guy.
Yeah, of course they would.
Content creators, Chunks and Young Philly, so they did put the young bit, but I suppose they don't know you've dropped it yet, left fans worried whether a recent clash on their podcast would mark the end, not only of their online show, but also their friendship.
Did we clash?
I don't actually see any...
No, I might ask a question for the room. Did we clash?
Because
as far as I'm concerned, it was just two friends having a discussion or a debate.
Well, according to the article, the disagreement took place on Chunks. Shall I leave the age out or?
You put the age in.
Yeah, sorry. On Chunks, 28, and Philly, 28. Also, they've also put brackets eligible. Successful podcast.
I was like, if you want to give the man the ton, like the man can handle the ton.
The Chunks and Philly show, with streams on all podcast platforms. Over 58 million views on YouTube alone.
Wow.
Wow, that's actually really good. That is actually really good.
We only got like 20 episodes.
Considering we start, it's not even 20 eps, is it?
No, it's 25.
Yeah.
26.
Yeah. So it isn't even 20 eps, it's 25. Philly admitted that he had been feeling lonely lately with no friend, and this is the hard hitting bit, no friend to help his ordeal.
Where you been?
Shut up.
All right, so is that all you got to do to make the papers?
Mm. Yeah.
So watch this one. Boys, I've reached breaking point.
Okay, so for people watching, he's joking. He is joking right now.
Yeah, because TikTok's going to clip just this bit. Watch,
should,
and they're going to go Philly's
guy. Put this out as like a...
Don't, because I'm going to look like a bad friend again.
Boys, I
feel like leaving the shot.
I can't do it no more.
Yeah, that one's crazy. You need to chill out with that one.
Can't do it no more. Yeah, it's crazy.
That one sounds crazy.
Why, I just want to...
I just feel like Chunks ain't there for me.
Yeah, you know. Okay, we're going to stop this whole thing.
I know you
stop
mean.
Stop that. Because, look, people will clip that and actually believe it. You know what I'm trying to say? Thought he was crying. Remember that time he was...
They thought,
my God, look, he's crying and Chunks is laughing. Are you serious?
But I definitely felt lonely. Like, the time I said I was lonely, that wasn't a joke, but that was definitely just a joke.
But you were feeling lonely last night.
I really wanted a cuddle last night.
Yeah. What kind of cuddle?
From a lady.
Like a warm...
Because I'm celibate at the moment.
You what, sorry?
I'm celibate.
Wow, does that deserve applause? Okay, yeah, that deserves applause. Deserves applause. We're all clapping a man for, yeah.
Celibate, so, but fair, I mean celibate.
I'm going to give him flashbacks. Yeah, we're going to avoid doing that one. Yeah, right, I'm just go, just smile.
I'm triggered. What, serious?
Like, he's triggered, right? He goes, oh, it's all up!
Yeah. The wanks, everything. What? The wanks, everything. Like, pack them in.
He stops everything? How come, what's this about?
I just want to have more willpower. Is that the word? Yeah, I just want
more
to have
control
more control over my mind and my body. I feel like the first test I really had with that was when I stopped smoking. And I feel like if I can stop smoking, there's genuinely nothing in this world I can't do. Because as you know, man really used to chuff it down. So yeah, if I can stop smoking, I feel like I can stop doing that. And then I was just in a club a couple of weeks back and I was just in there and I was just like, what the am I doing here? Like, why am I actually here?
What were you doing?
I think
at
that point, because I wasn't mad intoxicated, I only had like one drink. So it wasn't enough for me to be like, hey! But I was sitting in there, standing in there, and I was just like, what am I doing here, bro? It's jarring. I think I'm done with it. The next time I am going to drink, though, is when I go to Toronto in July.
Hopefully, you'll be done by then. And you'll cancel.
I'll definitely have a little drink out there.
No, I'm saying maybe you don't want to go there anymore.
I'm definitely going to Toronto. I'm having a good time.
I was just trying to be positive. But
yeah, and then Miami a month after that.
Are you going to go Miami show
no,
after
No, I
that?
Don't know, man. It's just too, I don't know. It was just getting too much. Like, Chunks knows, innit? Like, me and Chunks really talk away from all this. And I was going out a lot, man. Partying a lot. Just deep in, what am I doing? Like, how am I meant to find the one if I'm in these places?
A lot of tables and bottles.
Yeah, like.
That's why I asked you that question recently when I was like, do you think you can find your wife in a club?
But then, and what was my answer?
You said yes.
Yeah, why?
Because of the fact I'm still in Amelina.
So I can. Wow. I like to think I'm a good man. Genuinely, I really like to think.
Of course.
Don't get
me
wrong, I got my flaws. I'm not perfect. But I do like to think I'm a good man and I'll be a good husband and a good dad. But I'm in a club. So who am I to look at the other girl and go, ugh, why are you in a club? I'm not trying to.
No, not like that. But I'm saying some people would say like, they've got different... like for example, they might be in the clubs, but they'd be like, I don't want to find someone from here.
No, I don't want to either. But you're saying, could you? And the answer is yes. If I could pick, I meet her in church while she's reading Psalm 92 and she's read it so beautifully that I've connected with the verse and the way she read it.
Or in the KFC when you're both fighting over the last...
The beans. You're my guy. That's my story. I'd love to meet my girl in the KFC.
Over beans.
Maybe I should do a brand with KFC and do a dating series.
Yeah. Called My Beans.
Trying to find my beans.
Yeah.
Why not?
And you can host it for me.
No, I'm all right. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Trying to Find My Beans. Today I'm helping my best friend, see, intro done for you. I'm helping my best friend find the love of his life.
Would you actually be interested in doing something like this?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So let us know, Mogu Mogu, if you would love to think about an idea like this. Helping Philly find the love of his life.
Help Mogu find his Mogu. Yeah.
Let me find. Because right now he's just Mogu.
Yeah, exactly.
Let him find Mogu Mogu.
Can he be Mogu Mogu? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's cold.
And who's better for this than Chunks himself? Because Chunks is in every bottle.
That's good.
Disclaimer, they are real Chunks. It's not actual Chunks.
Yeah,
just to be clear, though, would you be the little earpiece giving him advice on the date?
Don't need all that.
I'll
review after. I've got Riz. I know how to talk to people.
Yeah.
Just have a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if they don't like beans?
Oh, how can you not like beans, though?
What?
You like beans?
I love beans, but yeah, a lot of people don't like beans, brother.
Do you know what I was going to say, though? I love when it's just us three because we ask, like, deep questions. And sometimes they're not deep, and you know more time it's me that makes them deep.
Yeah.
But I like it because we ask sometimes silly questions, but a lot of the time questions with purpose.
And I've got one of those today.
Go on.
Really?
Do you know what I mean, though? And you realise that when it's just us three.
I'm interested in the celibacy thing, but yeah.
Yeah, that was very good. Keep going. Yeah. So how long has it been now?
Not a wank. Not even a wank.
But do you feel clear?
But now I get... I know it's too much info, but I'm rock solid 24s.
Okay, so we're going to move on.
Like, good chat. It's really good chat.
We filmed a podcast before this. During the podcast, I went hard. I had to put it on my waist.
Can I tell you guys?
I
let me tell you guys quickly, by the way.
Yeah.
We had Sharky on, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
So think about the correlation.
No, don't do that. And then I glazed off him a couple times in the app.
And you didn't.
I said, you're perfect. No, don't do that. No one's bite my lip. Not once. But yeah, even like on stream a couple times, and I'm just like, if you see me adjusting a stream, I'm tucking her. Because I don't want to get up to go get a drink and everything's just that way as well. Because
Left your whole
But yeah, no, I'm proud of myself, man.
How long have you been?
How long?
2 weeks?
No, it's been a year.
Wallahi.
It has been a year. So it's a little bit for a year.
Wow. That's like a monk or a priest kind of level of celibacy.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, 2 weeks, bro.
2 weeks.
But that's great. Keep going. Because 2 weeks is going to turn into 2 years.
No, I don't want it to go that long.
Hello? 2 months?
A month or so?
Okay, cool. That's
When's Toronto?
Toronto, July.
3 months. Two months. Two and a half.
No, I'm not crying out there.
No, just drinking and going to
the
club.
Just have a little drink.
Yeah, yeah. Lovely club.
It's because I knew he was looking at me. Don't look at me.
Listen, I got this age
old question. I'm a grown man, bro. I'm nearly 30 years old.
Yeah,
I need to sort myself out.
Yeah,
can
you
I just
do.
Say, just as a podcast rule, just never again tell me where you have an erection.
Yeah. Right.
No, I ain't got one now.
Okay, just
now.
Checking. Yeah.
If you see this hand go here, no, it's waistband.
I don't want to hear about it.
Good to know.
Anymore, yeah. But what I want to hear about is your opinion on this question.
Yes.
We've got the age old question segment. I know you guys love this. Is it morally correct? Is it fair to be a billionaire?
Yeah.
Wow, you think he sure is?
Yeah, well, think about it logically. Let's just say you was the inventor of Mogu Mogu. You sat in your house and you said, wow, I'm tired of these ordinary drinks. I want the drink to be fun and exciting, fruit flavor, the soft drink. I want to make a drink.
Yeah,
it's not your fault if you make billions in sales.
It's definitely your fault.
Yeah, yeah. So so sometimes I feel like you got to look at questions from like a different angle.
And I like that.
I feel like it's unfair if you have billions and you're not helping people in a disadvantaged position. That's a completely different question. But of course it's morally fair. Like you've created something or your work has led to something that is now going to become a legacy and is now making loads of money. How is that your fault that it's been so successful? Mm. Why is that morally unfair?
My thing isn't about the fact that it's unfair that you've made that much. There's nothing wrong with making that much. I feel like it's about what you do with that money.
So you got to ask the
very important because
the question is different now.
The question is it fair to be a billionaire?
Yes, and the answer
is
yes. It's
fair to be a billionaire if you do X, Y, Z.
I feel like the question should be, is it fair to be a billionaire and not help people in a disadvantaged position or countries or whatever?
Okay, is it fair to be a billionaire and not help people?
No.
Okay, now I'm going to come from a different angle.
Mm.
is it someone, does someone have to help people from a disadvantaged place because they have money?
I think so.
No, they don't have to. Listen to the words, though. You've got to listen to the words.
I think you're morally obliged to.
Yeah, different now, though. You're changing the question.
But obligation means
have to. Yeah, and you don't have to.
No, but no one has to do anything.
The right thing to do. You think have to?
You think you have to. That's why I think it's so... The fact that there's billionaires and trillionaires walking around, I think it's crazy, bro. I genuinely think there's something wrong with that.
They're not walking most of the time. They're in the back of the
car. Of course, they're probably flying. Yeah, but I'm saying I just don't agree with that, personally. Mm-hmm. I think, like, millions is like, cool, millions. But once you get into the 700, 800 mils, 1 billion, it's like, what do you need that for?
Okay, so in your opinion, how much do they have to give away? Let's just say someone's got 1 billion, yeah?
Yeah.
How much do they have to give away for you to go, that's fair?
It's not necessarily an amount. It's more so, what are you doing? If now, for example, you've ended up helping the East African region and you can prove that you've done it by doing something, it's like, but it's between you and God at the end of the day, isn't it, what you're doing. But I'm saying, as in, if you are, because obviously, let's say, for example, now we could look at it from another scope and say, there are billionaires out there that have done so much help towards, but they just keep, they are a billionaire. They're just still a billionnaire because, and even though they've helped people, you know what I'm trying to say? So that's also possible.
I also just think,
what is the correct, what's the correct outlook on this?
Well, you could also take the perspective that a government is basically just a self-ordained billionaire. So who makes them morally more right to distribute wealth?
Everyone's been known that the government is
what they claim to do, innit? In certain aspects, us paying tax, you know what I mean? It helps people and benefits, helps the NHS.
They get a
sort of entertainment through the BBC. So I guess they do put things in place, but do we really know how much they're helping through what they're making? Like, I've always said that with tax bills as well. Like, they should break down exactly where your money's going. All right, so look, you've paid £1, 10p of it goes to NHS, the other 10p
still
goes to...
I wouldn't believe it.
Okay, fair.
You can break down and show me how much you already put my money, but it's not the truth.
Yeah.
I agree with you there. Yeah. I think you're slightly moving away from it though, whereas like if you're a billionaire, why does that qualify you to... I wonder if any human's like qualified to have a billion of anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Why not though?
Because the scale of it is so big. I think what we keep doing is, obviously Elon Musk seems like a very smart guy. Is anyone smart enough to manage billions? Like, should they manage billions?
Yeah, but it's not one person that manages that. He has a team, doesn't he?
I get what you're saying.
With the little change I've got, I still have people that help me manage that.
Yeah, but clearly it was a bad idea to buy Twitter. We all just knew that. Like, I could see that from the outside looking in.
Yeah.
I knew...
spend on that 43?
44, 43 billion? Not worth it, mate. That was a bad decision. At that point, I think we go, we'll take those billions away because that's a bad,
idea. We don't agree with what you do with that money.
Yeah.
But then it's also like, who are we to say, don't do that? You're the one that made that money.
It's your bread.
It is, but...
Speaking of bread, I bought a new car the other day.
Really?
With no license.
What? How did you drive it home?
The day my car comes is the day I get my license back.
Oh, that'll be a nice celebration.
What?
Yeah, bought a new car.
Where'd you go? Did you go and do it in the showroom or...?
Yeah. And I took my family. It was like a real moment. I took my niece, my two sisters and my mom. We were helped to like pick the color, even like the color of the seatbelt, the stitch. And it was a really, really amazing experience.
I know you like green.
No, it's satin gray titanium.
Satin. When you hear a man say satin gray titanium, yeah, you know so the car
basically
series.
It's like matte gray, but it looks like goldish gray. But yeah, it's really cool. And I was going to film it and then put it on YouTube. But then I thought, do you know what, man? Evil Eye is real. On top of that, I didn't like how much attention I got off being in my G-Wagon when I got it wrapped. And really? People, yeah, man. Sometimes you just want to get to places without talking to no one. Do you know what I mean?
Are you looking forward to the freedom again that the open road affords you?
Yeah, man, I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how much he has to insure it for.
Oh.
Have you got a quote yet or?
Yeah.
Oh. But still, worth it.
Want to tell us? Oh.
No. You didn't want to share the numbers in the beta squad thing with Sharky. No,
yeah, because it's not me, it's a group.
It's not me either.
It's not you, who is it?
God.
But what's the first place you'll drive to?
Edinburgh. I've already planned the trip.
Edinburgh?
Edinburgh has the best roads. So I used to play a game called Forza Horizon 4.
Yeah.
And Forza Horizon 4 is based in Edinburgh. So I know Edinburgh probably better than someone that lives in Edinburgh. I can put my whole life on that.
It was based in Edinburgh?
Yeah. Every year they base it in different countries, or every 4 years or 5 years that they release the game is based in a different country. Like the 5 is based in Mexico, so I could say I know a little bit of Mexico as well.
Yeah. What if you get there and it's just nothing like
it's Edinburgh? Exactly the same.
Is it?
I've been there already.
It's like the same as GTA. Remember when
I done it in my GLA.
GTA, I remember, was it Los Angeles?
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly the same.
Miami with GTA. Yeah.
San Andreas.
I think they might change the name of the roads and stuff like that.
For sure.
But anyway, enough about roads,
would
cars.
Would you not like drive to Paris or something? Do you know? Like, that's a good drive.
But I do rallies, don't I?
This guy's driven everywhere. Have you not seen how much miles he's done in his flipping G-Wagon?
Yeah.
I do rallies. You know, oh yeah, someone won that, which was quite cool.
Yeah.
Someone won it for £1. Don't you think that's great?
Did you get to like present it to them?
No. So how it works is that they do it on Facebook Live. I just give them the car and they do everything else.
So you don't know the person who won it or?
No.
So you're not going to tell people what you've done?
What?
That he's given away his G-Wagon for £1.
Yeah, I raffled the car.
That is kind of wild. For £1?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you reckon someone's selling that on eBay right now going...
What they do is they offer you the car or they offer you the money for the car. So I'd probably just take the money.
Probably.
Yeah, 100%.
But anyway, enough about cars, roads and engines.
Well, did you see that guy who got Rashford's old...
Yes, oh, Matt Armstrong. Yes. I love Matt Armstrong.
To try and fix it.
Big up Matt Armstrong.
Did he end up fixing the car?
He's in the stages. So what he's... Oh, I'm glad we're talking about cars. All right, let's stay on this topic. So he bought another Rolls Royce, hoping... that a lot of those parts would then fit this new Rolls Royce, but they didn't. Some did and some...
Sorry, innit?
Yeah, no, not that. But I don't know, maybe the year or something had something to do with it. Not too sure. I should know because I just watched the last video. But yeah, certain parts didn't work. And that's why I can't wait for the next ep to come out to see what he's done. Mm. But it's a good investment. It's a good investment. If I knew how to build cars, I genuinely would have bought that car as well.
How much is it?
180 grand did he buy it for?
Yeah, but it was worth
it's actually worth.
And it was crashed. It's worth 700 grand.
Yeah.
So even if he spent, let's just say 400 grand, you're still in profit. The car's only got 1,000 miles on it. He's in profit, bro.
Marcus didn't even drive like that.
Nah. Come, he's got about 6-7 cars maybe. Back to these deep questions though, because I'll stay on cars all day.
Cool. That's quite sad though, don't you
see, think? Look, he's back on it.
No, I'm just saying that is quite sad though, isn't it? Like, you know, he's barely driven the car and then someone's bought a wreckage version of that car.
Boo-hoo, man.
Why is that sad? He's a multi-millionaire. What does he care?
No, I get it, but I'm not saying it's sad for him. I just mean like that's a work of art sort of been...
Oh, yes, now I understood. Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't his fault. It was the old lady's fault.
No, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
But I think we've moved on from the is it fair to be a billionaire? But
how did we summarise that then?
I think we didn't really summarise it.
You two are rusty.
Yeah, we are rusty.
Yeah, it's
rusty.
Been a while.
It's been a month.
Yeah.
I feel like we all agree then. I feel like the right thing to do is help people if you have that amount of money. And is that the summary?
Yeah, but then the summary is the next question would be, can one person really change the world? So
wasn't
being a billionaire, obviously, do you think that it takes one person to change the world or do you think it needs more people, like a conglomerate almost?
Well, wasn't this whole debate online about how Elon Musk could actually change the world with the amount of money he has? He could stop poverty or something like that. And then his response in that was, someone give me a full plan showing me how and where exactly I'm going to put this money. So you can? And even if it wasn't one person, even if two billionaires linked up, they could.
For sure they could.
Would you, Chunks?
What?
He was the richest man in the world, trillion, quadrillion, whatever money.
The thing is,
would you stop poverty worldwide?
It's easy to just be on my high horse now and say, I'll be able to change it. But it's like, it's also like, how do you get around to doing it? Like, I have no problem with giving the money away, but it's more so, I understand what Elon's saying. It's like, okay, what do you want me to do then? Like, okay, cool. What poverty do you want me to like attend to? Is it like the fact that people don't have clean water, the fact that people don't have houses, the fact that people don't have food, clothes? Like, what is it exactly that he should be targeting? What is it exactly he should be doing?
I'd start off small. I'd go, okay, let me focus on Africa. Not me.
Start small. Pick one of the biggest continents.
No, but it's small for him because it's not the world and you've got that much money. But then I'd get a team and I'd go, okay, team, tell me what makes a healthy, sustainable economy. All right, cool. Housing, enough jobs. All right, let's build garages. We'll make him own that. Did it? I mean?
Yeah. Infrastructure.
I guess being the smart man he is, if he wanted to,
he could have way around. He, right, yeah, he could have. He's probably capping. He don't want it. Wow, he made me DP. He actually don't want it.
I do think that.
Chunks, am I lying? You've actually just summarized that whole joint about bring me a plan. You are the plan, bro.
Yes.
You don't want to. You don't want to do nothing.
At least he's a little resistant.
I think he's the one that can make rockets and chips in the head top, man.
Never am I getting chip in my head top.
Is it?
Is it?
I reckon Lawrence would.
No.
Chip at you.
I'm not.
I won't go on Chippy. Chippy, like Chip.
I'm not doing that. I think we're the last generation that wouldn't know.
Yeah, oh my God. Gen Z, there's gonna be queues of them.
But whenever I'm with you, all I hear is Gen Z, millennium.
millennial,
whatever, 2000, it's bad gens.
Do you not think about the next generation?
Yeah, remember we had this chat on...
Yeah.
Well, Gen Alpha.
Last pod. Generation Alpha.
Gen Alpha.
You man, start with a Gen chat. That's my heading.
I think there's going to be a split in people at some point where half the population have got the chips and half don't because that other half are like, is not right.
I reckon it would have happened by now.
Really?
Didn't you test it on someone? No, you tested it on someone.
On one you, yeah, he tested it on one you, but we ain't really got no results back. I ain't seen live footage of Donny.
Didn't hear about that.
Yeah, so I don't know really what's going on up there, but okay, so you say it can. Can one person really change the world? They can. Elon Musk, if he decided to, could change the world.
Yeah.
But is it his right to? Does he have to?
No. Well,
it's right to, but he doesn't have to.
So do you now, how do you look at this person anymore? How do you look at him? Do you look at him as a greedy person? Or do you look at him as he can do what he wants, it's his money?
I think society definitely made him in a way, though.
Both chunks.
Because then, you know what kills it? You don't actually know what a man does with his money.
Yeah. At all.
Yeah, because you, for example, you wouldn't be able to say how much I give to charity or how much Philly gives to charity.
Facts, because we've done a lot. And right. It's not something you need to announce.
Of course it's not. There's something along the lines of
blessings in private.
Your left hand shouldn't know what your right hand is doing or something like, I remember along the lines of a saying.
Unless you're playing PlayStation.
But like you shouldn't like be going out there to gloat and say, this is what I do, this is what I do, you know? Because then you kind of lose the purpose of doing it.
But if you ask me, I could break it down. Cause I've done a fair bit.
If you ask me, I'll say, don't mind your business.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's extremely private though.
Fucking hell it is.
Is it not a little bit tempting to go, just did this thing over here?
Nah, for me it's not. You genuinely couldn't care less.
You proven a point to.
Yeah, like what is the reason you're doing it? Because that's when it becomes
selfish. It depends though, because you've told me stuff. So I think it just depends who's asking.
It's different though, you share it privately between friends. And okay, shouting
yeah,
fair in enough.
Yeah, 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 but the things I'll tell you is because I also wanted to see if you want to get involved in it as well.
You ain't asked me to get involved in something, have you?
No, I've got something that I need you to get
involved
in. Okay,
okay, you shout me.
Yeah.
I love doing stuff for charity. It's a mad... fulfilling feeling.
Ooh,
it's beautiful. Like it's fair. It's such a beautiful feeling, bro.
Yeah.
It's sick, you know.
How much do you think you owe to the community because of the status that you're in? Or like, how much do you think you owe charity automatically?
2.5% of my yearly income.
that's billions.
Oh, me? Yeah, you lost the F in mind. Now, all jokes aside, I generally think, obviously, one of the five pillars of Islam is zakah. And sadaqah as well, obviously, you have to give charity. So for me, it's like a 2.5% of mine, I'd give every year 100%. You have to. You know what I mean? It's not even a gloating thing. You kind of just have to do it. But also going out your own way to make sure that you're giving away to charity because I feel like that's going to come back to you in a tenfold, man. Like when you give, you receive, you know?
I get it.
It's very good. Very important. So like it's very good to make, especially you have some type of money. If you don't, then make sure that you just, if you don't have any money, you can't
give
do anything
time.
About it.
You can't give time.
My mum agreed with me.
What?
Remember how we were saying before our debate and we was like, you two's argument was...
selfless, huh?
Yeah. And then how it's not selfless because in the back of your mind, you always think about it. She was like, no, I disagree. And I was like, yeah, mum, I've been trying
to... That decides it then. That's the casting
don't
vote.
Say like that. Don't
no,
say
no,
it like that.
No.
That's like,
no.
Whatever your mum says is right. Wow,
it is
no.
A little bit playground.
See, mum, you see him.
Bun your mum.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Don't say a whisper.
It is a little bit playground, but...
Yeah, I can't lie to you. It is playground because you're saying, well, now my mum said it, confirmed. What the fuck? That's what you're trying to say.
So you disagree?
I love you, mum.
You agree or disagree?
I disagree with that statement. What's wrong with this guy? This guy is waffling now, man.
Mum's all right.
You know what? What's that?
Got me.
What's the worst thing someone could do in a relationship?
Cheat. A lie. Let's list some. Cheat, lie.
Murdering your mother.
Yeah, you're going mental.
It's the fucking question.
Okay, first.
The worst thing they could do in a relationship is not cheat. Cheat on me, I don't care. If you X off my marge, that's a headache.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing.
Eat my last sardine in tomato sauce, I'd be fuming.
Brother, that's not the worst.
No, for me, it's the worst. If you know my favourite is sardines and rice, and I've just finished five aside, and all I'm looking forward to is my little sardine when I get in, and you've sat there eating my sardine, I'd be livid.
Upset, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
But that's the worst thing you can do in a relationship.
Yeah.
The worst thing.
No, cheat. Yeah, like you said, cheat, murder, lie.
Cheating is, I think
that's horrific. You know, I saw a video recently on TikTok. Oh, it really broke my heart, man. Really. This actually, I should play it quickly.
Yeah.
It's a small section, yeah? This is very upsetting, man.
Well, if you have access to it very quickly.
I do, I do. This is right here in front of my face.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, here it is.
It likely wasn't.
So this is a white brother, yeah?
Yeah.
He's got a Nigerian wife.
Yeah.
She was 5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And he got what's it called? Evidence of a screenshot of her talking to her, the person she's cheating on him with. And he's about to get married soon as well. And he said, oh, I think I touched the womb. Like, that's how deep I reached.
Wow.
And she's like, yeah, don't worry. He goes, I think I ruined Oliver's son's head, because you're basically trying to say, I basically got so deep inside of there, I hit your son's head.
No, it's all right. You don't, yeah. No, we get it.
Nigeria for our friend's wedding, 5 months pregnant, and slept with this woman's fiance. So she was sleeping around while pregnant with my child, and I saw the text messages that they took from his phone. And here they are. I removed names to protect the people that told me about this. Seems like you've improved your skills. Cor, did you just insult me? Abi, boo, whatever.
Seems like you've improved.
Feels like you were reaching my womb. Okay.
Is that sexy?
Feels like you were reaching my womb. I know what
it felt like. Hopes I didn't tamper with Justin's unborn baby.
Don't use tamper.
Tamper.
Tampers. That sounds.
Yeah. And then she goes.
Nah, the baby. So.
She goes, nah, the baby didn't feel it. Don't worry. Like, you know, in this life, they say, be careful, man. In this
after
life,
God fears,
after God fear, after God and the devil fear women, man.
That is dark. Mm. What did he do?
What, the man?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What can you do, bro?
I don't get an update.
What can you do? Just live your life, bro.
Once there's a child involved.
Pray to God to give you peace of mind, fam.
And he probably went so in there because
roll with the punches.
What are you doing, bro?
You should have just cheated out a sister or something that will pay back. I'm joking.
No, but I think it's so. Well,
there's
why?
Nothing. There's nothing. He, so there's nothing that man can do to make himself feel better
at all.
And he was still calm here. Just reading it.
No, yeah, you think he didn't cry before that? He was bawling. That's weeks later.
Is it good to put it in TikTok?
Maybe not. Maybe
everyone's got different ways of dealing with grief.
Mechanism,
grief,
isn't it?
It is a coping mechanism. But is it good?
Yes.
Everyone.
That's definitely not my coping mechanism.
Yeah.
I want to glide out. No, I'm joking. I wouldn't. What'd you do? Go on. First step. You find out your girl's cheating on you.
I'll just cry.
First.
You know me. I'm an emotional guy, bro. Yeah. I'll just cry, bro.
And then?
I'm not going to do nothing like horrible. Like, if you want a funny answer for TikTok, I can give you that. But if you want a genuine answer.
I don't care about TikTok.
I'll just cry, bro, and pray to God to give me peace of mind as soon as I can have it.
And then what's the chat you have with her?
There's no chat. Actually, no, there has to be because we're about to have a child. But I'll just be like, yeah, there's no point in talking about what's just happened. Let's just try to raise our child to the best of our ability and just hope that we can co-parent. That's the mature answer. Do you know what I mean?
That's a very mature answer.
But obviously, it's easier said than done now because I'm not in that situation and I'm not dealing with those emotions as you're asking me the question. But in hindsight, that's how I'd like to think that I'd respond. TikTok answer is I'm mashing out your sister, your mum, everyone in one room. Tits out, adore everything. I'm recording the whole thing and sending that to you.
Right. And the mother the mother and sister is willingly taking part. Some yeah. strange
yeah. willingly.
I don't think I react like anything.
No, because I said to, no. He trust said me, bro. Said I know what I'm doing when it comes to content. Serious. And what's annoying is that a lot of the time people take things very serious, do you know what I mean? And they like to create their own thing. So that's why I said, if you want my serious answer, this is it. But if you want me to create a clip for TikTok, then I can give you something, do you know what I mean? But yeah, the truthful answer is, bro, you're just going to sit in your house and cry, Lawrence. What else can you do, bro? Like, think about it, Trunks. What else can you do in that situation?
I wouldn't cry.
Are you good in arguments?
I reckon you will.
Well, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
So you tell me what I'm going
to
do.
Yes, I am. Okay, I am, cool. Because I like to think that I know my friend very well. And I feel like you're doing what I'm doing is... It's hard for us to answer. We're not in that situation. Bro, deep this. Let me break it down for you, yeah? He's in love with this woman. It's his wife. He's married her. And I feel like when you're married, the next goal is, if you ain't got the yard and a mortgage or whatever, is to have kids, bro. Deep that. The woman you are in love with and want to spend the rest of your life with has just been cheated on. And some guy said that he felt your baby's head when he was in her. You're telling me you're not crying, bro?
No.
Yeah, you're crying, man. He's cried over less.
When did he cry?
last time I seen Chunks cry.
I know his one. The last time I saw him cry was yesterday. Over a FIFA win. This guy cries for no reason.
Oh, yeah. I've seen you cry recently, though.
Recent ones? How long
ago? I don't know. Recently for me probably means a year ago. Why did I see you cry, bro?
You tell me, bro.
I don't know. When was the last time you cried?
That's not
Mecca.
You cried on the pod when we were talking about you going to Mecca.
I didn't cry.
He did. Oh, no, you cried first time. That was first time you cried
first
at Mecca.
Time.
Yeah, first time. Oh, as in the Umrah?
Yeah.
No, the first time, yeah. Yes, first time I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Wow.
Oh, no, a year ago. A year and a bit ago.
Do you think you're good in arguments?
Me?
Like, could you handle... You know, obviously we're talking about cheating. Cheating's one thing. That's not an argument. Because the best piece of advice that I've ever had about marriage is... What?
I was thinking about, I was dealing with that sister and mom.
Yeah, wow. Anything you want to get off your chest?
No, that's fucked, though.
It's messed up.
Incredible, man. What did he say, brother?
Best piece of advice I've ever had about marriage is, you don't want to... You know when you're in an argument, you don't want to crush the other person. You don't want to, you know... Really,
make it feel small.
You want to resolve, innit?
You want to resolve it. But a lot of people in the marriages do get to a point where they sort of want to just...
Undermine.
Because that doesn't help your marriage.
So does that mean that secretly you don't even want to be in that relationship? Because why would you want to make your other half feel small like that?
No, but it's not intentional though as well. Because, you know, I think a lot of people don't understand that being in a relationship is completely different to any other relationship you've ever had, whether it be with your family, with your mom, with your dad, you know? Because I feel like with siblings, you kind of want to keep arguing until somebody is kind of deemed correct. So you want to keep going above each other. And it's not about, I don't want to hurt this person's feelings. I don't care about
this person's feelings. No, sometimes it is intentional.
With siblings, I didn't care about annoying them and hurting their feelings. Of course I didn't. But with your wife, of course you have to, because of the fact that you guys are work. You can't like just randomly stop speaking and not be with each other anymore. You can't just get rid of it. It's not like a fling or your little small girlfriend. This is your wife, you know?
No, but
you can't. Such a serious commitment. So you have to make sure you make it work.
You can, but it might not seem random because you don't know stuff until a later date. And this is me talking from my personal home experiences.
What do you mean?
So like, you're saying you can't just randomly stop randomly being with each other. But as far as you're concerned, you didn't know that, God forbid, not you then. Lucy didn't know that her dad was cheating on with the neighbor Vanessa for 6 months. But to the breakup, it looks like her mom and dad.
Breakups is fine. Cheating and that, of course, you're gone. You're off. I'm not saying a cheat. I'm saying, like, for example, just having genuine arguments. But then I feel like if the guy is completely undermining the woman or vice versa, I feel like how are we going to come to a common ground? Like, where are we going to end up thinking, okay, no problem. I've heard what you've said. This is how I feel about the situation. Yeah. Let's avoid doing that to then, you know what I mean? Let's have an actual communication as adults. We don't have to argue at each other and get angry. You know what I'm trying to say?
Do you think you're good at that, though?
I think I'm very good at it.
Yeah?
I think I'm good at level, like, I'm just having a conversation and not making an argument. Or, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, just telling someone, this is how you made me feel about this situation. I completely understand this, how I made you feel about your situation. I apologize. And let's try to come to some kind of common ground where we don't do that anymore.
Excellent answer. Who's going to be the better husband out of the two of you?
I think we'll both be as good as each other.
Oh, it's not a good answer because that's not good for TikTok. Yeah. Who's going to be the better husband out of the two of you?
He knows that straight
away. Okay, well, how about this? We're going to flip it on to you because you're a husband.
Yes.
So who do you think would be a better husband out of me and Philly?
So we've had a few discussions amongst the crew, who we would prefer to marry, who we would prefer to partner up with. It pretty much split the house. There are a lot of people who wanted to marry Philly. A lot of people wanted to marry Chunks.
Who are you talking about?
Just around the workplace.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Stu was the only one who declined to answer.
You being serious right now?
Yeah.
Oh, that means he couldn't pick his fave.
Well, so what did you say, Lawrence?
Yeah, who did you
pick? Who'd you rather marry?
Can't say.
Oh, wow.
Can't say.
Not that I'd want to marry you anyway. But.
Yeah, but not that we would do that. No, we could do that.
Split the room, I like that.
Yeah.
That just shows that we're good. We're both
It was almost 50-50 how it split the room. There were people who went, oh yeah, and a lot of people knew straight away.
No. Some people thought about it.
Some people, most people knew straight away.
Oh, and what's the sample size we're talking about?
Talking about 10, maybe 12 people.
Good size.
Good size. That's as many as they do shampoos with.
And we'll say 50-50.
50-50.
Solid. Well done, brother.
50-50. Yeah.
I'm a good man, man.
No, I know. Yeah, well, I know that. Come on, bro.
What do you think will be your best husband trait, Philly?
Fun, energy.
Good.
Like, I have excitement in the smallest things. that someone doesn't find exciting.
I don't know if anyone knows this. I don't know if it picks up on camera, but there's days where Philly has energy that you can feel in the room. Mm. Does that make sense?
No, I agree.
You know, like, you see the first time I discovered that garlic thing where you put the garlic in and squeeze it?
Yeah.
Someone else wouldn't get excited over that.
Yeah.
Over the moon. Swear down, they got something for the garlic. I ain't got a... I feel like sometimes those little things on a day-to-day can brighten someone's day. Something so simple and small.
Can I leave a camera in the house with you sometime and just see what little things excite you throughout the day? Does that make sense? Because the fact you got excited over the garlic thing makes me think that there's other things...
Do you know what excites me in a minute?
Go on.
I got speakers in my house, innit? But I got like ones in my bedroom, but it's also in like the walk-in wardrobe and the bathroom.
Yeah.
So when I shower, I listen to music.
Sonos?
Is that the brand you're asking?
What do you use? How do you control the music?
Through my phone?
I lit.
Yeah.
No,
Bluetooth.
No, Bluetooth.
That's lit.
AirPlay. You click it. This is master bedroom or living room.
Incredible, man.
Cold. Well done,
bro. Does it sound good?
Yeah. To the point, I've got to put it on the lowest volume because I don't want to... I ain't had noise complaints, though. That was a big thing for me.
I remember you said you wanted to test it out.
Yeah, and I've been testing it out. If you've been watching the recent streams, I'm shouting when I'm scoring a goal. So yeah, it's been good. No noise complaints.
Have you ever had anyone over and they go, you go, watch this.
Put the music on.
I've done it to my family.
And first day my family... girls, because you celibate, remember?
Yeah.
Celibate.
The first day my family come around, I showed them and it was like, my mom was like that. I'm like, look.
And what do you think your worst trait would be?
Worst trait is that sometimes I can be inconsistent.
I remember you said that.
I know, trust me, bro. There's no one that can tell me about my flaws that I don't know of. Sometimes I might wake up and not do that. Or like the first week, every day when we woke up, I literally go, morning, beautiful. Just one day I didn't wait to do that because I woke up mad slumped. And when you're giving someone the same consistent energy...
That's fair though, man.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like it's also unfair when that's all your partner knows and then there's a few days or a day that you didn't do that, she might be like, whoa, like you off me. And that's understandable.
But I think there's a difference between inconsistency and there's a difference between stop starting. Like if you did it for 1 week and completely stopped after that completely... That's unfair. I feel like if you're having a bad day and you don't do it on that day, it's fine. Like, you make sure you do it the day after. You know what I'm trying to say?
Because I'm also affectionate, but I don't like it 24/7.
Sure.
Okay.
That seems fair though.
Yeah. What's another bad trait of mine? I'm very messy.
Really?
My house is clean, but it's definitely on the end of my bed. You know them things you put clothes underneath? There's defo bare clothes there that just need to be put in a wardrobe. But why are you there? It just makes the bed look messy.
I know what you mean.
I mean,
you could put up with that though if you're married to you.
And my shit stinks.
Right.
I don't think anyone on this earth shits how I do.
How do you do it?
My diet must be. Is that down to your diet?
Yes, yes. Yeah. That means you have a bad diet.
Like, I've had brethren going, oh yeah, like you don't want to go in now, just use a toilet. I'm like, Ross is roses.
Yeah, my thing's roses.
No, your thing is never roses.
You haven't tried it recently.
Your thing.
When's the last time you went into the toilet after that shot?
I think about it?
Mine was probably like 4 or 5 years ago.
No, but I know yours are rotten. Do you remember that fart you done in Qatar?
Bad one.
In the Viana.
Bad one.
Oh my God. No, that fart.
Why was it so bad though?
No,
because the diet was horrible.
Why for it? But you know I gagged? I went, bro, I could have thrown up off the fart.
The driver, I saw the driver kind of like swerving. You were swerving still.
Yeah. And to make it worse, please insert the clip on here.
Yeah, I got it.
To make it worse, he recorded it. He lifted up his leg, farted, put the microphone right next to his arsehole, and I went, yeah, nature.
It was on TikTok. It did some numbers, man. Yeah. Sometimes you got to do stuff.
It stank.
Content.
That's the worst smell I think I've ever smelled in my life.
First, it came out of a human.
It was a bad one.
No, bro, it was the worst thing ever.
What was the main contributing food for that, do you think?
Burgers. It was a burger week that week. Yeah, I loved the burger.
Burger week.
Yeah.
A chicken
burger
or like beef?
Nah, beef. Yucky one.
No, this podcast is elite. Man's talking about putting boners in waistbands. Farts. Yeah.
No, it was a bad fart, that one.
Seriously, this is a man thing. Most men get random erections. Where'd you hide it? The waistband. I think everyone does that.
Let us know in the comments.
Yeah. Or sometimes I put my hand in my pocket pretending I'm fiddling with shit. Really, I'm just holding the ounce.
Wow. That's actually that's an offense.
No, I'm being serious here.
That's
this
a public
is like
offense that they should be
this
arrested.
Is like nature within men.
Yeah, nature.
Say that to the police.
Yeah, to the police.
This is natural.
It is though, like
got a dilemma slash scenario for you.
Okay.
You can live the rest of your life as you, and then you will come back as you. This is just a hypothetical. It's not really going to happen, obviously. It's not a thing.
Of course.
God. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Some people go, oh, that's not real. Yeah, of course. You live the rest of your life as you, finish your life, 80, 90, 100, you know, whatever you're lucky enough to live to. You can come back, but you start again at 18 as you.
And get to pick any job.
But you can't do anything social media based. So it can't be. You can't just go, I'm Chunks, but like I decide to do food. Like, that's not the way it works.
Can you both help me with my answer?
I'd love to.
What pays, would you say, a fairly good salary and doesn't require a lot of time?
Forex trading, maybe?
Yes, I'll be a Forex trader.
That's one of the most boring answers I've ever
had. Oh, sorry.
But what am I meant to do with that?
Because you get freedom. Like, maybe I might be like into knitting and I've got 10 hours of knitting now.
Okay, I get that.
No?
I was thinking, like, all right,
let me give you a better answer.
Yeah, like a complete lifestyle change. Like, would you be a lumberjack?
I'd be a bartender.
Bartender?
Fairs. I think bartenders are cold.
I can so see that.
You know, I can see it as well. You know, like how F1, for example, they take the same people into different... You know that?
What?
They take the same people and take them all across the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could just be going across
the world. Nah, not fun to me.
Is it?
Nah.
That's so cool, you know. They travel around, like the catering, the waiters and stuff. They travel around with F1, with Formula 1, and go to different countries.
It's still not fun to me, actually.
It is a lot of being
you saw how, like, professional they are on the job.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They don't have fun. It almost, like, there was this girl I really fancied from the catering thing, and you could tell she felt guilty spending more than 2 minutes of my time if it wasn't offering me a drink or food. So that's too professional. I mean, just like at a dirty, grimy bar, maybe in Liverpool Street.
Yeah.
What's happening, Julie? This is usual.
What would you wear? Little tux.
No, like what's the one you wear under the blazer? A waistcoat with a shirt and then my sleeve rolled up and then a couple bit shirt in here on the chest and then a little gold chain.
Love Fairs. That.
Yeah.
What would people call you? Would they have a name? Would they?
Yeah, I'd like a new name, Alejandro.
Alejandro?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then for sure, everyone calls me Alejo. Love
Alejo?
Yeah.
Would you have a cocktail named after you?
Oh.
Get me two Alejos. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Get me two Alejos sounds cold.
And you're like, yeah, come right up.
Come right up.
Why am I talking like that?
Hit your chest.
And for the audio listeners, Chunks done what, you know them bartenders when they do all the flips and that, but the way Chunks done it is hilarious.
Little body pops.
Speaking of drinks, now that I'm on the top of the drinks, while you're thinking of yours, I'm going to try it. It's new.
Bubblegum.
Bubblegum flavor.
Want to try it with me?
Yes.
There's also another new flavor called cotton candy, which I can also give you two bottles of.
Slide that one over.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have the...
Because right now, I need to potentially find my new favorite. There's too many flavors. Well, to be precise, 17. I did say at the start of the show, there's 17 flavors, and I think I've only tasted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five of those 17 flavors. So we're going to go in with... Cool. You go in with cotton candy. I'll go in with bubblegum. Smell it first. You've got to smell them, innit?
Smells good.
Oh, this really smells like bubblegum. You know when the ice cream van used to come round and used to get it in the little, what's it called?
What, like the little cone thing that's
upside
down?
Yes, but it's got the bubblegum at the bottom. What's that?
Screwball?
Screwball, you're my brother! Screwball!
They were so good.
You're my boy!
With a little spoon.
Yeah, in it. You've got to say it before you drink it now.
Do you realise how many people in corner shops are going to turn to the guy in the corner shop and go to him, gotta chew?
I like this one, but for me, mango's still my favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have your favorites, but these are like the new ones. What are you saying about cotton candy?
These are the latest ones.
Latest.
Cotton candy. I don't know. It doesn't taste what I expected it to taste like. It's different.
Well, what does cotton candy taste like? Cotton candy?
Isn't...
No? What do you smell that on?
Oh my God.
Innit? It brings you back to like the ice cream, innit?
The fuck? That
smells good.
It's the ice cream.
You know the blue one that you and I'm saying you used to lick and your whole tongue would be blue.
Oh, that's a different one.
Nah, the bubblegum is on a madness.
Bubblegum's crazy.
The bubblegum's crazy.
I think it might be my favorite.
Maybe because I taste that and it reminds me of my childhood.
That's probably what it is. I feel like I could box this off.
Good drink, couldn't it?
Yeah. Go for it.
So good drink.
Another one behind the iPad as well.
Yeah, you didn't see it. That was slightly for him, but that one's colder though. So we probably did ourselves a favor tasting a really cold one.
Do you like them chilled?
I'm going to finish the cotton candy one.
Cold drinks.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, where it's like sweating down the sides.
Yeah.
Oh, I love when she sweats.
That when you go to
I mean the drink. The drink.
Yeah, this is a bit of me, definitely.
Okay. There's a link down in the description, actually, where you can go to the website and there's a poll and it literally asks the question, who is funnier in this episode, Chunks or Philly?
Oh God, I didn't know that. If I knew that, it would have been more pressure. I would have been funnier. But I think Philly takes the
no. But what you find funny from me is not what somebody else might find funny. So you vote for me, and I vote for you.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
I think you should vote for Philly because he actually deserves it this episode.
And I think you should vote for Chunks because he's been a core part of my career, and I would like him to have this award.
What are you talking about?
That's lovely. But if you want to get some Mogo Mogo, what code can you use when you click
Chunks and Philly 15 for 15% off your first order? Now, yes. Don't forget, because I think I might even use my own code to get this. Genuinely.
Yeah, we can get it for free for you. That's absolutely fine. We don't have to pay for this. That's okay. Yeah, 100% for you.
Yeah, bubblegum.
You know what Tay said the other day? So obviously,
I saw him get angry.
On Girl From Turf, we've been making, like, you know, our banter is dark.
Yeah.
And I said, you're mini me, man. You're H's little mini me. You know what I mean? And he said, you better ring Chunks now and say thank you for everything he's done for you in your little sad career, he said, which I found funny. So I just wanted to actually say thank you.
No, no problem. That's the accident. You've done your thing, bro. And I also want to say thank you for, you know what I mean, sticking on to me and, you know what I mean, just leeching off my career, which I do appreciate.
Yeah. Do you think you'd be where you are without Philly?
Nah, probably. Definitely would.
Oh. No, he would.
Wallah, I wouldn't.
He would. And I...
Wallah, I wouldn't. We both need each other.
I don't know, I disagree.
We both need each other.
Do you know why? Because Beta Squad still existed.
I would have done well regardless. Philly would have done well regardless, but I think that we wouldn't have gotten as big as we are today here without each other. Because if I'm honest, like, I've been very vocal about it. Like, I enjoyed content the most when it was me and Phil's smashing Pro Direct. Smashing brands I can't mention right now. When we were doing those things together, it was I think I enjoyed content the most. That's me being honest. Well, that's me being honest. I won't lie, you know what I mean? Like, and now obviously that's why this has brought back that kind of feeling for me.
That same feeling, yeah.
That is filming with Broski, like, is amazing. Don't get it twisted. I flipping love filming Beta Squad, but I feel like it's much more content driven and making sure we get
it. It's more serious. You know what I mean? I've been on beta shoots. Whereas it's not a joke.
With here, it's kind of like, it's just raw, you know?
And I suppose it's the pressure of it being yours. So you know that you're not in a position where you can be a bit silly for a sec because it's cost X, Y, Z for everyone to be here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's different dynamics. You were going to say something. Go on.
Was the AMP trip fun? Because it looked pretty fun.
Nah.
Oh.
Good.
Okay, great.
Nah. Don't let the internet fool you, bro. Serious. For the most part of the
I didn't see them.
For the majority of the time, we saw them twice and it was on filming days. They were just doing their own thing. I thought they would have hosted us a little bit more. But don't get me wrong, they're busy. Fine. That's making me sound like they didn't do enough. It's bro, they're not. Busy, fam. They're streamers and their peak streaming times are at nighttime. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, we was just sat in the AP, everyone in their own room, just on their phone scrolling. And then we only left to go and film.
I played paddle every day with Nico, I take that back, Simon, he was out, Sharky. Yeah. I went on runs every day with Nico in the morning. I think we didn't really link up. I think it was just like, then to be fair, I think they didn't get much from us when they came to London, but it's also because
we wasn't as close then though. Yeah. So you got to take
also,
that
I'm saying they didn't shout us. Like, if you told me, I'll take me out for dinner.
Oh yeah, they didn't shout us at
all. Yeah, so it's like, I don't know.
Sure.
It's all good though. I have no qualms with it. Like, I absolutely love the relationship we have. And for me, it's like, I've got my core friendship group right now, which is my, like, people that I actually check upon and I consider family, you know, and then I've got friends out in the industry that I do love still, but it's just people. Like, they're in the industry, you know?
Yeah. Do you, could you live in the places you stay while you're in Atlanta? No. Does it look quite leafy, no, could quite
never,
tree-ish?
Never stay there.
I could live in a house like that, but not there specifically.
Yeah.
The house that AP was in was a joke.
Atlanta. What do you call it? Atlanta?
Atlanta.
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 Atlanta. Like, what is it?
Atlanta. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm English. Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Mr. G, I'm English. Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Atlanta. What do you call it?
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
What's good, gango? They say, rather than them saying gang, you know, I'd be like to try, what's good, gang? They say gango.
Yeah, what's going on, gango? I can't lie, I do love this slang.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I just don't love the open carry rule.
Is it threatening?
Very scary.
Don't start again. We'll be trending all over Twitter again. And then all the Americans are going to quote you if... y'all little London niggas, you stay in the UK, pussies. They're calling us pussies because we're scared of guns. How does that make me a pussy? All I've known in my life is not to be around guns. They're scary things.
Yeah, you can die.
They're scary things.
They are. I'm a good boy.
I think he's going to win the poll, you know?
No, he's won it. I'm not even trying anymore. That is, he's one of the funniest people online, man. Guaranteed, it's him, Darkest, Harry for me. There. Harry for me is funny in real life.
Yeah, Harry is.
I think he's the funniest in real life, generally.
In real life,
yes. Yeah. Like on a day to day, we're out and about, and we're walking, we're talking. You think he's the funniest?
Harry's different.
AJ's funny in real life.
Yes, but what I can see of him, I don't chill with him much. He's right. Too busy, man.
Darkest? No, he makes too much funny money. In videos.
Darkest?
Darkest, both.
Darkest got that very dry humor that you don't really expect.
No, Darkest is run. Oh, I can't say it on camera.
Can I just say one thing? I edited your vlog for Atlanta.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, you are the worst person at shooting vlogs I think I've ever seen in my life. You know when you get on the plane, you go, this is going to be great. We're going to review all the food. And then you get off. The next clip, forgot to review all the food. I'm so sorry.
I forgot. I was tired. The munch was guaning.
You were on up that plane?
Yeah.
No, but here's the thing, right? So there's two flights in every trip. First flight, get on. You can see Shark in the background. And, you know, he goes, oh, it's a pillow. Brilliant. Gets into the luxury bit and just a little pan around. Lovely, right? Great. Misses all the food. Goes on the way back.
Misses all the food.
I tell you what, I'm going to do the food review this time. Next clip. We're back in London. It's been fantastic. Thanks, guys.
So what do you want to record then?
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm trying. I want to be a YouTuber like you guys.
I think you'd be really good at vlogs if you hit the record button more.
No, I'd be really good at vlogs if you started following me everyone, picked up the camera.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
We'd both be really good at vlogs.
So yeah. Why don't you just fucking make it happen then?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to take him with me to go build the car. And then last second I decided, nah, do you know what? I don't want to film that.
Yeah.
Morning of. We were meant to which is fine. I'm not digging it. What time is it? Like 7 a.m.?
But don't laugh, because I ask him. He just says no, because he's obviously got more money than you. I always say to him, bro, I will pay you for this day, you know?
No.
Like, don't ever think just because... He don't want it. What do you want me to do? Shove it down his flipping pocket?
Yes, morally wrong.
You don't want it.
Okay, what about then fucking that time you came to Sunday session? And I saw him and I was laughing. I said, what are you doing in
Stonebridge?
Yeah,
we meant to film. And then again, I asked him, do you want, I said, I'll pay you a full day's wage, bro. No problem.
No, man.
It's okay, man.
You're talking about representatives. That's incredible.
It's okay, man.
Why is he American?
I'm straight. It just doesn't feel right, you know? That's what he's saying to me. I'm going, you're weird. You ain't got kids to feed. Like, take the money, bro. I value people's time, fam. Remember, you got kids. If you don't have kids, bro, as bad as it sounds, I think I'd care less.
Can I just
say that evening, bro, you could have been with your children eating your dinner and I've asked you to come out and do a job for me. Do you get what I'm saying? You deserve to get paid, bro.
I don't think you don't value it. I'm just saying, I know it's hard to get across London. It took me ages to get across London. So
bro, I was in a cab for an hour in the same spot.
London Marathon.
Yes, because I live on... Whoa, we're not putting that in.
Oh.
Yeah. You almost lost your money.
But I actually really thank you for that because I would never have gone to that football session if you hadn't invited me there. We would have filmed it and then I'd gone, okay, I better get
away. If it was good, then we'd get you involved. Even no, I struggle in them
I'm
sessions.
Not good enough to kick ball is in it. Those guys are just...
Me, Chunks and AJ, the shit is there. Facts.
What I really loved about that night was seeing... So two things, right? First of all...
Yeah, Lawrence, explain what's happened. Explain what we're talking about right
now. After the Fulham game, Liverpool-Fulham, I get a text and they go, we need you at the Sunday session near Wembley.
Film.
Right?
To film
for a brand deal, right? Yeah. And obviously we work together off the podcast.
Yeah.
So I make my way across town and then I get there, my phone's low on battery. It's been one of those long days.
Yeah.
And then Philly's stuck in a cab halfway across town.
Mm.
Terrible.
Due to the London Marathon.
I'm stood watching, there's a kids session, there's a women's session and there's a men's session.
Yeah. Oh, the gal are playing now there on a Sunday.
Yeah, but he got caught.
Men's session, I can't get near to watch because that's in the end bit that's behind the bit. So I'm just stood there on my phone going, oh, I don't know if I still have signal. And someone goes, oi. And I was like, uh-oh. And they go, that can't be for me. Oi. That can't be for me. Oi, you in the hoodie. I was like, yeah, that's definitely for me. So I turn around and he's like, what are you doing watching this women's football like this? I was like, I'm not watching women's football. I'm not watching anyone watching anything. I'm not even looking at any football. What football? What's the football? There's a football around here.
Yeah.
And then
the Marley Utes G'd him up.
He's just on the gates like this. Pre-in the joints.
The Marley Utes G'd him up.
Nah, Jack, I don't know who it was.
Was he Marley? He's got to be Fist and Stone.
No, an older man. One of the old guys that runs
glasses.
They G'd him up.
Yeah.
They thought he was on a pedo one.
Yeah, of course. They were coming out of Dodge. Looked Dodge, man.
How?
I had the new hair at the time.
He was doing it.
How was that Dodge?
Bro, no.
So if I was at a stadium watching Arsenal ladies versus United ladies, I'm like that.
Yeah, because you bought a ticket.
He came, yeah. Obviously, it looks weird, isn't it? There's not much black people that come to Stonebridge. So I'm guessing he just came there on a waiting for Uflex, but he didn't have service. Right, didn't know who was coming. Then I think someone told you that I was coming or something.
So I was the only white guy.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there. Obviously, it looks a little bit weird, right? And so I'm standing there and then I go, oh, no, but I'm waiting for Philly. And they're like, a likely story.
Yeah.
When he turned up, I was so happy. Bro, I
love them. Because
they were looking at me like, if he leaves, follow him. Do you know
not
I mean?
Even excuse me, you know? Oi, that's a G-check.
Yeah.
It turns out, Chunks had the session of his life.
You ball out that
He was incredible.
3 goals, 2 assists. That was one of the best assists ever.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
Ran the session.
I would come this Sunday, but I'm playing at Watford.
I literally got you into that match.
No. If I wanted to get in there.
Did I get into the match or not?
Without you.
Did I or not?
I would have got in there. Because I'm in there like swimwear.
I've got to both sessions.
Are you?
Yeah, bro.
I wish I had your level of fitness, man.
I'm an athlete.
I was saying that to Brody, though. For such a heavy guy, I hope you don't take that in an offensive way.
Of course I don't.
You should not have the level of fitness you have. I hope you know that, yeah?
Of course I do.
No, are you fully aware?
Fully
know
aware.
Know that? Lawrence.
I'm just an active guy. I'm active.
He's probably fitter than me and you both put together.
No, I wouldn't say Lawrence.
I'm not as fit as I used to be, but yeah.
I reckon you're fitter than Lawrence.
At this
point. Can you do 5K?
Yeah, of course.
Come on, bro.
Can you do 5K?
Ask me if I can do 5K.
Can you do 5K?
Of course, bro. What the fuck? 5K? We 5K all the time. No, Lara's little laugh was adorable. You hear a little laugh? Yeah,
he doesn't 5K.
Hey, Lara, that was cute.
Lawrence, you generally wouldn't be able to do it right now.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. Bro, I get tired. Lara, I'm going to embarrass myself.
Going upstairs?
No. During that shooting session that you do, I'm blowing.
I remember they told me, we were playing a football session and all he has to do is strike the ball. He's striking it and apparently after like every 5 balls, he'll be sitting down like, striking the ball.
Yeah, but I'm unfit. I'm working on it though. I've got another session on Friday and then match Sunday and then another session. I do every Wednesday, Friday.
Are you getting your fitness up for specifically the charity match?
No, just in general. I'm just tired of gyms. I don't really care about being muscly no more. And after I heard how much calories Chunks burns just for a shooting session, I said, wow, this is actually the new gym. Like, it's not only are you having fun getting highlights for your gram, on top of that, you're burning hella calories.
Makes sense, innit?
And then when Chunks, I remember Chunks said it to me once. He goes, oh yeah, like, why are you shooting to get fit? I'm like, bro, just go on runs. I laughed. And until Brody broke me down the numbers of how much calories he burns during the session, I said, wow, this is the way forward.
Why are you playing at Watford? Sorry. What's the Watford?
Charity match.
Charity match.
I've got charity matches coming up.
Oh, you should play in one day. It would be good if you played with us, isn't it?
He's playing in a few now.
I was just
celebrity soccer, yeah?
I can't play in celebrity soccer. But
you can, 100%. If I ask Coops, you can play.
I've got to admit.
I can say that strongly.
Right, go on.
The night I went to Sunday sessions and everyone goes, no way. That was cute.
Oh, yeah, they got gassed. That's Lawrence. Nice. And I told people, this is Lawrence. They're like, oh, I swear. All the men I'm watching, I thought, right, I told you, and then I thought abs.
Is it? You got your little fan base.
Yeah, no. I don't play with them.
This is that time of the year.
Is it? It was Gaston with Lawrence.
This is that time of the year where celebrities get to go and play on pitches, right? So that's why you're doing Watford. Are you doing anywhere else?
Stamford Bridge, Emirates.
You're doing Stamford Bridge.
West Ham, Emirates.
This year?
Yeah, this month.
This month?
Yeah. Birmingham.
I got Everton as well on the 18th.
Everton?
Yeah.
You might be able to do the
Liverpool.
Yeah.
Anfield as well.
I'm not playing on that.
A collection of what time, bro?
I've played at Wembley Stadium. I've played at Old Trafford.
Bro, you played at Wembley?
Yeah, Wembley, Old Trafford, Etihad.
Stamford?
No, I was meant to play at Stamford Bridge, but I didn't because it got cancelled because of...
You played at West Ham?
The Russian brother. West Ham.
You played at Charlton?
Charlton.
You QPR. Played at... Yeah, I played at QP. I've done Bristol Rove.
Sharky's done New Camp and Ibrox.
Yeah,
I've done
Ajax. Valencia Stadium.
He's dreaming now. See that guy, this guy, Tio, man.
Okay, you're thinking in your head. When am I going to do that?
Love them, man.
Is there any way you really want to do it?
Get out of that. Get me the fuck out of this hot sauna room.
It's hot, isn't it?
Ah,
fucking fuck.
All right, enough of the waffling, because as much as I love you boys, I've got to go and do something that's really been fulfilling my heart. As of recently, I've got to do Girth and Turf. So thank you so much for watching. Please, guys, we really want to get to 1 million subscribers. We'll order multiple plaques. I feel like everybody in this room now deserves a plaque. I deserve one. Chunks deserves one. Lawrence deserves one. And Lara deserves one. and of course the studio. We'll have one for the studio as well.
Where's the 100k?
For Philly, there. For Philly Extra, I ordered like three. I ordered one for Seb, one
What's
for
What's that dent?
For me.
What's the what?
The dent on the bottom right corner.
Lara.
Anyway, with that being said, if you enjoyed watching, then make sure you subscribe because we want to get so many subscribers. Audio listeners, please try your best to watch because I feel like it's a lot better watching. Anyway, take care and enjoy the rest of your
day. Make sure you check the link in the description. Chunks and Philly 15 for your first order. 15%. Mogu Mogu. Yeah.
Yeah.